You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Arwen Nix.
And I'm Marcy Silman.
She showed up with us from the very beginning, and she actually did not leave my side. And she was running to get me water. She was running to get sandwiches, making inquiries, and using that political clout for all the right reasons. We hear so many bad things out there about elected officials. All of our guys are stepping up and doing exactly the right thing and using that authority and that clout that they have and that we have in Washington State for all the right reasons.
That's John Pennington, director of Snohomish County Emergency Management. He's speaking earlier today about 1st District Congressional Representative Susan DelBene. The 1st Congressional District includes the part of Snohomish County devastated by last weekend's landslide. Susan DelBene joins us from the fire station in Darrington, which is about 16 miles east of the landslide site. Representative DelBene, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with me.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you describe the scene today?
Well, we have a bunch of teams out there right now. We're very fortunate that it's not raining today, which was a big concern. So folks are actively out in the search and rescue operations. We have volunteers at the fire station who want to go out and help. They took everyone out that they could, but there are more people ready and able to go if needed. People in the community have been incredible doing everything they can to support all of the first responders. So it is it's really inspiring to see the great work here, but there's just incredible devastation, and it's an incredible tragedy.
Representative, I know you did a flyover of the area with Governor Inslee on Sunday, and we've seen photos. What was it like to look at this from the air?
I think everyone has seen pictures, but definitely seen it from the air. It is on a much more massive scale than sometimes the pictures even seem to indicate. Just the amount of material that came down on the hillside, seeing the pictures from before where the community was, and all you see down there now is mud and rubble and debris, and it's truly heartbreaking.
You mentioned that you've spoken to many people in the time that you've spent in the area. What have you heard from folks? What is a major concern?
You know, right now people want to do anything they can, and I think everybody is trying to find a way that they can, you know, help families, help search for loved ones, help those family members who have lost loved ones. It's an entire community coming together, but people definitely are focused on doing whatever they can do to help. And there are regular community meetings. Everyone in the community, from bringing food in to help feed folks to going out and doing whatever they can, actually in participating in the search, supporting the first responders. We have an incredible outpouring of support and a bunch of people from all over who've come in to help out. So everyone is working very hard, and I'd say everyone in the community just wants to continue to do whatever they can. It's a close-knit community and an independent community, and they're willing to work hard to help make a difference.
Susan DelBene is a Democrat who represents Washington's 1st Congressional District. You've talked about the first responders. It's not raining right now, but I know that there are a lot of geographic environmental challenges that do face the folks who are out on the search. What are some of the things that are really proving difficult?
Well, it's an unstable situation. You have all of the debris and a lot of material in the debris that makes it very hazardous. Folks have talked about quicksand like mud, continued concern about ongoing landslides, and then all of the water as the river continues to try to find a new path through all of the debris. So all of that together has made it a very hazardous situation and has been a struggle throughout the rescue process.
We heard last hour that standard homeowners insurance isn't going to cover damage for people who lost their homes. Is there anything from your congressional seat that you can do to help those folks?
You know, right now the focus has been on search and rescue and doing everything to make sure the resources are here to help in those efforts. Definitely ongoing efforts to make sure all of the families have whatever support they need to help get back on their feet and to and help involve in the recovery, and that's something that we'll continue to work on. Right now, we're all focused on search and rescue efforts as they're happening today.
You're going to be on a conference, an emergency conference call with Governor Inslee right after our conversation. Do you know what's on the agenda?
Really, the conference calls are to make sure that if there's any challenges out there that folks are facing, that we can figure out how to work through those, understand what's happening on the ground and what we can continue to do today to help support them if they have any resources they need at all. We want to make sure that those are available and that we also start to prepare for the longer term as the ongoing recovery process in terms of what happens with roads, et cetera, that we're all working together to start planning for that as well.
Susan Dalbeny, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with me today.
No, thank you.
Democrat Susan Dalbeny represents Washington's 1st congressional district. That district includes the area of Snohomish County around Oso that was hit by Saturday's landslide. It's The Record from KUOW.